This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High, and your boy Iron Shep is back in the hizzy. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. You can help elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. Voting is open still. Two easy ways to vote. Either cast your vote at radiovote.com or dial short code 96000 and text the message 800. Standard message and data rates may apply. Tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network on the pitch as the USA Rugby Men's National Team takes on Scotland. Don't miss some world-class competition with the Emirates Airlines Summer Series on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Baseball takes priority now. Tons of games every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks. Boxing, MMA, soccer from Russia every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. College and Pro Football Countdown is now on, so hurry up and sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at Geico.com. Ed in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you doing?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. Can I go ahead and get three Jamesons for those Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals?
They deserve it. You know, we've been pouring a lot of shots and beers for the Capitals and their fans. It's unbelievable.
It is. And what's more unbelievable about it is, you know, I told people, here's when I, even when they were down to Columbus, here's where I knew the Capitals could win the Stanley Cup, right? It was not just being done by Alex Ovechkin. I mean, you were naming players that you didn't have no idea that were going to score, like Jacob Vrana, okay, Lars Eller, Devontae Smith-Pelly, who came up large in the Stanley Cup final, okay? Kuznetsov, you can't forget about him. He had, like, what, 32 points? And then, you know, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, Alex Ovechkin. It was a team effort this year. And it's like I finally saw the boys come together and have fun and not feel like the pressure was on them. Of course, when you beat your arch rivals and, you know, you beat the Pittsburgh Penguins, you then know you have a chance. But what do you think about the Washington Capitals? What do you think? What did you really think it was going to be over in five, or did you think it would be a seven-game series against Vegas?
I never actually thought it would be a seven-game series, to be honest with you. I went on record on this show and on the network as to doing an NHL tour for CBS Sports Radio and all the affiliates. And one by one, I can tell you that I said that I like the Capitals to win the series. The day that I went on with them, they were down 1-0 already, and I said Ovechkin will win tonight in Vegas, and then they're going to go on to D.C., and they're going to beat up on the Vegas Golden Knights, and they're going to win the series. And I said Ovechkin's the reason why, and he's getting his name on the Stanley Cup because – he's the best player I've ever seen whose name is not on it. And so those problems have been solved. He's getting on the Stanley Cup. He deserves it. I mean, I think their core was, you know, pretty good. The Carlsons, the Oshies, the Backstroms, as usual, Holpe. The guy that I thought made a huge difference for him, believe it or not, I thought was Smith-Pelly. I thought he had some really big goals for him. Lars Eller played well for him. And, you know, I've said this 50 times. I'll say it one more time. The day they beat the Penguins was the day they won the Stanley Cup. That was it. Trust me, you slay the dragon, you go on, and you get his girl. And once you get the girl, you get the money, the power, then you get the one. Listen to me. You got to get the money first.
When you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
That's so true, isn't it? Anyway, I thought once they beat the Penguins, they were on their way. I really did. And I said it 5,000 times on this very show on the air. I think we're on the air every night, aren't we?
Five nights a week, Monday to Friday.
Did you see those guys? What were they eating last night in the Jerry Remy? What was he
eating? The grasshoppers that they have in Seattle.
What is that about? They're eating grasshoppers at the baseball game?
They sell them at the game.
Is that right?
That's like their like specialty dish up there.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Would you eat a grasshopper?
No.
No. Neither would I. What happened today on Fox at the U.S. Open? All I know is that they lost their broadcast feed, and you're telling me two things happened. One, for 20 minutes, they had no broadcast at all, no sound. Two, in the middle of the round, Joe Buck was talking, his mic disappears, and all of a sudden we hear two guys talking about having sex?
That is exactly what happened.
Are you kidding me? They were talking about some chick that they were doing bad things with, and it was all broadcast live on national television on Fox all over the world?
One of their ex-wives, I believe.
Oh, my God. And they have no idea who the people were that were talking.
I guess maybe it was somebody near a mic.
Guy one says something about a good pull. Guy number two says, that's my ex. Guy number one says, yeah, she's hot. Guy number two says, they were, and I headbutted, And the other guy said, sure. And then the other guy said, I smacked that. And then guy one said, that actually happened? And then he said, no, straight up. We kind of went in a position, and I was laying down. And then after that, nothing else matters. Metallica.
And there's a woman out there. What to find out? Just where she stands in the world of femininity. Jump on the horseman one time, baby. It's an all-night ride.
Woo!
Woo!
That is not good.
And then they had absolutely no audio.
For 15 straight minutes.
Yeah, they were in the middle of showing like a little puff piece with Jack Nicholson, and then all of a sudden... nothing. And then they came back to the golfers and nothing. They just had a thing on the screen.
So you're telling me that their entire broadcast for the weekend is now ruined because you cannot have a 15-minute lull in sound where there's no broadcasters talking for 15 straight minutes. That's a disaster. And then, to top it all, they have two losers walking around the golf course talking about sex with their ex-wives on Fox, and no one did anything about it. They just kept letting the conversation take place on live television.
I think it was funny, too, when it was over. Like, I forget who was hitting. I think it might have been Patrick Reed.
Shep
Patrick Reed
funny.
Hitting. And
Patrick
Buck,
Reed was it.
Buck came back, and he was like, nothing happened. It was just like, and he's on the tee box here. And it was lining up for his second shot, whatever was going on.
Why would NBC announce that they're going to let Mike Tirico do the Indianapolis 500 when they just had the race 3 weeks ago? What are we gearing up for next year? No one watches the Indianapolis 500. Have I not had this conversation with you? I love the Indianapolis 500. One of the great bucket list things to do in the world is to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and see that race and see 400,000 people. Trust me, it's a very cool party. You will party naked at that thing. But I have to say this. No one watches that on television. No one. Not even people in old folks' homes where they have no idea what's on the TV and they just don't change the channel. And they'll just sit there and look at it all day. They don't even watch. I mean, honestly, Uncle Charlie up at the old folks' home, he's not even watching it, and he'll watch anything. Honestly, why do you announce that Mike Tirico's going to be the host? Can you imagine Mike Tirico's now the Indianapolis 500 host? I've seen it all. Well, I mean, what is next for this guy? Is he going to do curling? I mean, what does Mike volleyball? What is next for Mike Tirico? High school girls cross country? What isn't Mike Tirico calling? Have you ever seen anyone ever get away with what he got away with at ESPN too and rise to all that fame and fortune? Seriously, didn't they get rid of every single person there that was a creep with a sexual harassment? And that guy got out of there scot-free. Do you remember all the times he was in trouble? You don't remember these things?
There was a couple.
Oh, Jesus, a couple. I'm looking at three or four at least. Three or four at least incidents. Listen, don't blame me if you're a freak and you get your freaky on. I got no, don't blame me that, you know, Mike was a little freaky back in the day. You can't blame Pharrell for everything. We remember, Shep, when we used to play blame Pharrell for? I get blamed for everything. So, might as well blame me. He got all the money and fame. Isn't he doing everything now, too? Like NFL, Sunday Night Football. What else? I mean,
I believe they
golf,
have the
NASCAR.
The
is he doing
Open
NASCAR,
have,
too?
I believe.
British Open he's doing.
You want to blame somebody, blame yourself.
Did he ever do golf? Seriously?
Yes.
Well, where did he do golf?
With ESPN ABC.
Oh, so he was doing like...
whoever they had. I forget when they had
maybe the PGA Championships on ABC?
They might have had the Open. I forget.
The Masters.
You know what?
The Masters?
Yeah. Yeah, because they had the first couple of days of the Masters when he was still with ESPN. He's done golf.
I don't think anyone should be allowed to do Butler Cabin unless it's Jim Nance. Does he live there, actually?
He's the only one who does that.
Does he live there?
Nobody gets
him. Does he live in that cabin? Does he spend his spare time there?
He has the keys to it.
I believe that.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Iron Shep is back.
Nance?
Shep, how does it feel to be back at CBS Sports Radio?
Well, first of all, being back with you is always great. I mean,
are there a lot of people you didn't recognize that work here now?
I recognize everybody.
Oh, so you know everybody?
Yeah, I roll like that. No, but Pharrell and Carver, let me ask you guys a question. Is there a more... Now, here's my thing. You asked a good question, but is there a more influential broadcaster in the world than Mike Tirico? Because I think he is this version of Howard Cosell in terms of the platform and fame that he has created for himself.
So wait a minute.
There's nobody bigger right now.
So you're suggesting that he's the biggest broadcaster in sports
100%.
Now? Carver, hi. What do you? How do you feel about that?
No, I'm not gonna go there.
You're not gonna go there.
Is he? He's up there.
Who do you think's bigger? Like in terms of broadcasting, Jim Nance.
We're not counting Costas anymore because he's kind of faded out.
Wow, so he's now under. He's fallen under the top five.
Well, they've kind of taken all the stuff Costas was doing and put Tirico in there, like the Sunday Night Football and the, being on the, what is it, the halftime and all that.
Right. I won't deny he's huge.
He's taking over for Costas for the Olympics.
Did he do Notre Dame football too?
He's doing that now too.
He's doing Notre Dame. And then NFL.
I think that Nance is still, Nance is there. I mean, Nance
is
does.
Is anyone else, like, who's the biggest talent?
Nance does NFL. He does March Madness. He does the Masters.
Who's the biggest at ESPN?
I don't know.
That does anything like play-by-play or something.
You see, they have specific guys for each sport, really. I mean,
is Joe Buck bigger than Mike Tirico?
Yes.
Is Ernie Johnson bigger?
No.
His shows are bigger. That Turner NBA show is the number one show in sports.
But the most highly viewed show is NBC Sunday Primetime.
Sunday Primetime. You're right about that.
Right. I mean, it's Eclipse Monday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football is the biggest cable show.
He's the studio host.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, for Sunday. I mean, he's not even doing that. He's not even the studio host. Patrick was doing that. I mean,
didn't he quit doing it?
Yes. But Tirico was just doing the halftime thing. Why did
Why did Dan Patrick stop doing it? Is he just overworked?
I believe so.
Because he's doing so much?
Yes.
Does he just want to focus on his radio show and TV on the radio simulcast? Because they simulcast his radio.
Yes. I would just go Nance and Buck definitely ahead of Tirico.
Nance and Buck ahead of Tirico. Tirico's definitely up there for sure.
I mean, I like Tirico. I do. I like his stuff, so.
Really? Isn't he a big Michigan fan? He's on the take for Michigan, trust me.
Can I just very quickly, if you want to think about basketball and football.
He went to Syracuse, but he's a Michigan fan, isn't he? Didn't he grow up? Am I wrong that he grew up there? Where did he grow up? Somebody along the way told me that guy was a Michigan fan.
Maybe Mayberry? I don't know, knowing how his vernacular
really,
is.
Really, Mayberry?
But, so.
Where is Mayberry exactly? Is that in Virginia?
I have no idea. But. So Nance does college basketball.
Right.
But college basketball pales in terms of popularity with the NBA. Tirico was, and this is by his late 30s, by the way, which is even more phenomenal. He was the number two guy at ESPN in basketball, the number one guy in football at ESPN. There's never been anyone that has done that by that age.
I think that basketball, I'm going to say it, I think the NCAA basketball tournament is better than the NBA playoffs because the NBA playoffs were atrocious this year. The first round was all blowouts. The second round was, which one was it? It was they were all blowouts?
The first round was the only one.
The first round was good. The second rounds were all blowouts.
The second rounds was a bunch of five gamers and a sweep.
Right.
The third round both went seven, but before you got to that seven, the first six, you know, pretty much five or six games in each series were garbage.
Yeah, and then and then the finals was an absolute lobotomy. And so at least the NCAA tournament is awesome from the jump till the end. Literally, from the jump till the end, it's awesome. Every game is awesome. Every night is awesome. Every weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then the next weekend again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Saturday and Monday. Are you kidding me? It is the greatest thing ever. And the NBA, I wanted to gouge my eyes out watching the Warriors impale the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were so bad. Those games got worse by the minute, literally by the minute. The first game, when it was 107 apiece, from that point forward, there was never good basketball played for 1 minute. I mean, except by the Warriors. They lit them up. It was like training day. They literally, it was like a scrimmage. It was like a pro basketball team playing a bunch of fifth graders. That's what it looked like. It wasn't good. So you can tell me all you want about how great the NBA is. And, I mean, that was as boring as anything I've ever seen in my life. I'd much rather watch NCAA basketball than that NBA Finals. I can't take another, honestly, I can't take another Warriors-Cavs. I will stop watching basketball permanently if that's the option next year. I will stop watching basketball permanently. Meanwhile, I play basketball every day of my life. Every day of my life I play basketball. I love it. But I will stop watching if that's the featured dinner. If they're bringing that out for the entree again next year, I literally am finished with it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Let's go to James in D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call again tonight, guys.
Yeah.
The greatest sports show in the world.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm not sure about that.
The Caps, you know, I couldn't understand why. I got a friend that actually lost money to me that he actually thought Vegas was going to beat the Capitals. He actually thought that. You know,
I don't think it was that far-fetched. Let's get real here for a second. They kicked everyone's ass all season long and made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you're acting like they had no chance in the world because of what?
I really couldn't see them beating the Caps, man.
Why not? They beat everyone else in hockey. Yeah, they beat everyone.
But except the Caps.
They beat them twice, too, in the regular season.
But come on now, Pharrell. These guys,
oh, please. You know, you sound so funny to me, like you're some kind of genius. Like, you knew all along that this team that had, you know, never been in the league, you had it all figured out that they were going to literally win 51 games, then go to the playoffs, and then kick off three-time Stanley Cup winner, two-time whatever it is, the Kings, right? Then they roll through everybody else, play these brutal series. You had it all figured out, and then you knew that it was all going to come to a crashing end in the finals?
I took the Caps. I'm a Penguins fan.
So did I. I took the Caps, too, but there is no way that Carver High and I believe you, that you thought that the Vegas Golden Knights were suddenly a pushover because of what? I want to know why. What did you see in this vision you had of their collapse?
I didn't see a team that's put together in 1 year beating a team like the Capitals. You know, I thought it would go more than I thought it would go seven games, I'll be honest. But I didn't think after they beat my Penguins, I knew they was hungry.
Yeah, are you listening to yourself? You just said they had no chance, but you thought it would go seven.
No chance to win.
Like, I can't even listen to you, bro. Just, you know what? Keep being a Penguin fan, and I think you should stop talking hockey for the rest of the summer. Just, like, that's my doctor advice to you. Here, take three fingers of Glenn Livett, a little spliff, and some ice cream, little sorbet for your tongue, and then just stop talking hockey until, like, I'm thinking November 1st. How's that for a plan? Like, are you kidding me? The guy just said they had no chance in the world, but I thought it would go seven. I mean, honestly, bro. Seriously, no one on the face of the earth predicted that they would win 51 games. No one on the face of the earth predicted that they would go into the Stanley Cup playoffs and annihilate everyone in their path, right? And then suddenly, this guy calls me up tonight and says, after the fact, you know, Captain Hindsight here, after the fact, after it's all said and done, this was in the bag from the jump. I mean, we knew, we all knew in D.C. this was over from the beginning, that Vegas had no chance because they're an expansion team. Are you, like, listening to yourself after they shredded everyone in hockey, literally, all year? They even beat the Capitals twice. They beat everyone. They kicked everyone's ass. But you're telling me they had no chance in the finals, but that they were going to go seven. Like, honestly, it had to – did it – like, after the fact now that I'm, like, explaining this, is it coming around for you a little that you're that it, anything that you said made no sense? No? You're still right? Okay. Then feel good about yourself. Woo! I mean, honestly, dude. Can you imagine being in Vegas right now listening to this guy? Listen to this guy. Yeah, they had no chance. That team had no chance. They sucked so bad. I mean, with all their winning and everything, with the, you know, they had a better record than the Capitals too going into
but
it.
I thought it was going to go seven.
But I was looking at a seven gamer, but they had no chance. No chance at all. And a seven gamer, it looks like about a seven gamer, but no, they got no chance at all, but it'll go seven. I don't think anyone saw anything coming. Although Carver High and I did take the Capitals in the series. So there you go. But we're still not trying to sell it to anyone that we know something more than the next guy.
I thought it was going to go seven.
I thought it was going to go two. Be canceled due to hot weather in Las Vegas.
My shoes cost more than your house.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So you think that they sit around here? Do you think they care about everybody's problems? Do you think they'll pay for my kid's knee surgery? Maybe because, you know, they care so much about everybody's problems. What about my double plantar fascia surgery? You think they'll take care of that too? Because they love people so much?
Is this a rhetorical question?
Yeah, like you don't seriously think they give a rat's ass about anybody's family or anything, do you? Seriously.
I believe they do.
Oh, shut up. Just stop. Whatever. I'm going to punch you in the face. Listen to me. You care about your family. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. They don't even care about you, let alone your family. Trust me. We've got another happy addition to add to the family. Do you know when they send that one out? When somebody has a kid? I want to hurl. Just shut up. Welcome another bundle of joy to the CBS family.
Shut your blathering pie hole.
I mean to tell you. Honest to God. Oh, so we haven't talked really. I'm going to get everybody on the air, but we need to start focusing on this Kawhi Leonard thing. We really do. Because I actually, like, when I saw the story, right, tonight, and I literally turned it on, and I turned on, like, SportsCenter or whatever, and they literally dedicated the entire hour to Kawhi Leonard. Like, did you notice how bad of a news day it was that they turned the Kawhi Leonard? You would have thought the guy got traded to the Lakers already, right, instead of that he wants to play for the Lakers? Because they turned it into a Pharrell and international incident that the guy wants to leave the Spurs. Have you ever seen a story so big in your life that really – isn't a story? I mean, honestly, they did a story about a guy that they think he doesn't want to play there anymore. So he wants out and he wants to go to the Lakers. Now, if you were the Spurs on your worst day with a hangover in your life and your worst flu you've ever had in your life, where you got the flu so bad you were shut down for like 6 days. On your worst flu day, like the Michael Jordan flu rules, no one in their right mind, even if they were sick with like dying flu, would ever trade Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers if you were already in the Western Conference. Why would that guy, Popovich, Mr. Grim Reaper himself, Mr. Friendly, they should have him on the Friendly's ice cream commercials, Mr. Cheerfulness, Mr. Chipper, Mr. Cooperative with the media, Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Sunshine, Greg Popovich. You think that guy who's like Bill Belichick's offspring in terms of being a mean son of a bee is going to give away Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers? Like, how stupid do you have to be to sucker into that one? And then they turned it into an international incident story. You would have thought there was a terrorist attack today with the way they broke that story. Breaking news, Kawhi Leonard once out of San Antonio. I mean, they overdid this like it was like a steak on the grill for an hour. They overdid it. I mean, honestly, it's what is so big about it? To explain it to me when a guy, like they, some guy broke a story that he thinks, his sources are telling him he wants out and he's gone and he's going to the Lakers. That's his choice. I would make it my priority if I were the Spurs to trade him to the Orlando Magic. I would no more trade that guy to the Lakers than fly a kite in a rainstorm with lightning bolts flashing everywhere. Honestly. How stupid would you have to be? And then these people at ESPN, they run with it like he's going to the Lakers. They already got him in a Laker uniform. They just said tonight, I'm reading tonight, he's getting, they're getting Lonzo Ball. He's going in the deal.
Because that's exactly what Greg Popovich wants. He wants LeVar hanging out down there.
How about
San
this
Antonio
one? Oh, they want to trade. They want Ingram, Ball, Kuzma, and Hart at least. At least two of them. And then how about this one? They said that, if they get rid of all those young guys, then they'll just, what they need is Kawhi, LeBron, PG-13, and a couple veterans, and they'll be good to go. Like, what day and age are we living in?
Fantasy land is like, pretty much
it really
what we're
is.
Living in here.
It's
not happening.
It's idiot land. Like, every day someone's trying to sell me that every player and Larry Bird is going to play for the L.A. Lakers. Every guy on the face of the earth is going to play with LeBron on the Lakers. And Kawhi Leonard's going to be traded there tonight for the entire roster. And, that's literally what they told us today. Did they not tell us that this guy was going to the Lakers? They did. They're like, he wants out, and he wants to play for the Lakers. Well, here's the plan.
Like if it's his
Who
choice.
Who cares what he wants? Because he doesn't have the right. He doesn't have the choice. He's not even a free agent yet. He has no say in the matter. He's unhappy because of these loser people he's tied in with. His representation, his people, his group or his whatever, his uncle, whatever. The people that are giving that guy advice. Do you remember when, so he got hurt his quad, then hurt his shoulder, missed the whole year, right? But he was scoring 25 points a game when he was healthy. There's no denying the guy can fill it up. And he plays both ends. He plays defense like nobody's business. So he's a great player when he plays. So I think he's got tons of great basketball left in that body. I think he had a really bad year. And they turned on him because of his people. That's it. The Spurs hate Kawhi Leonard's uncle and his people, whoever represents him, his team, his, backing, his publicity, his PR, his machine, the brand of Kawhi Leonard, they don't get along with the Spurs. That's obvious. And Popovich and the front office or anyone, right? Because everyone that plays for that organization loves it, don't they? Is that not one of the best franchises in the NBA? And the best coach, everybody says he's the best coach. And the best consistent five titles later, no one can deny their consistency or their franchise excellence. No one can deny it. But
four Hall of Famers is easy to win five titles for.
Okay, so now it's easy to win titles in the NBA?
If you have four Hall of Famers and they play their whole career in one spot, it's not that hard
to win
five titles.
Okay, so what are those titles you're talking about? So Robinson,
99,
Duncan.
They're all first ballot. Ginobili, they're all first ballot.
Right.
They're,
So you're saying that whose fault is that they got those players?
Well, I'm just saying, let's not elevate Popovich to a Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley level. He's not that great of a coach. He's had great talent.
But the people in the NBA and in the media in circles now to this day consider him the best coach in the NBA.
I don't know about that one.
Well, are they still trying to sell me that Brad Stevens is better than a guy that won 5 rings? Shut up. Secondly, they are the model franchise. I've never heard of anyone complaining playing there. Aldridge complained, and it took a matter of a month, and they solved that problem, and he didn't go anywhere, right? So now this guy's unhappy and wants out. Well, isn't that too bad, you little prima donna? Guess what? He can't even leave if he wants to. He can't.
He prefers to go to the Lakers. So let's just make sure that we work all this out. Now, Greg, we're sorry. You know, this isn't working. Make sure you trade him to the Lakers because that's, you know, Greg, that's where he prefers to go.
Yeah, please.
So make sure you work that out and make sure you take back the guy. You could bring the father down there with him.
Why would you trade him to the Lakers, Shep?
You don't, Pharrell, you hit it on the head, Carvey, you hit it on the you don't
also, if they want him that bad, if the Lakers want him that bad, they should wait a year when he's a free agent. They don't have to give him anything.
Pharrell,
would you trade Kuzma or Lonzo Ball or Brandon Ingram for a guy that's an unrestricted free agent in a year?
So it's not even that, Pharrell.
I wouldn't do that. You'd have to be an absolute drip moron to make that deal.
And I'm going
to
give you something else. Before this year, you're talking about a guy, there has never been a player like Kawhi Leonard, a 2-time defensive player of the year and the 3rd best player on offense. Not to mention the fact we're talking about the lowest maintenance superstar in the history of the NBA. He's had a bad year. Popovich cannot.
One year.
But here's the thing. He's 26 years old.
Right.
So he's not even grown yet. He's 26.
He has grown. No one grows after 26.
I'll tell you how
Randy
he's grown.
Moss did.
He's not
What are you talking about? You're telling me some guy's going to grow a foot after
26? No. I'm talking emotionally, psychologically.
Oh, you mean as a maturity thing?
He's not. I mean, your boy Agassi.
I thought you were talking about he's going to keep growing.
No. He's grown all right because you just said that he's, he's not he's low maintenance or whatever.
But now he's high maintenance.
He's not low maintenance because his whole team of guys want him to leave there.
Has made him high maintenance.
He's not low maintenance anymore.
He's not low maintenance.
In fact,
he's become
if he was
a prima
on my
donna.
Team, I want him out.
He's a prima donna. He's turned into a prima donna. He has.
This is Popovich's fault, Pharrell.
He's had
2 months to meet him in person. Hasn't done it. Can't swallow the ego. Can't swallow the pride. This is your number one superstar.
I'm not a fan of Popovich, so you can't sell me Greg Popovich the way he treats people. I think he's a jerk, and I don't like his politics either. He thinks he's running the world. The head coach of the San Antonio Spurs is running the world. Please spare me the thought. Why don't you worry about coaching basketball and stay out of politics? Thanks. Here's the deal. That guy is a prima donna now because his entire people that handle his career have made him that. They've made him a pain in the ass. And I'll tell you what, he's a great player. There's no denying it. But I would rather drown than trade him to the L.A. Lakers if I were Greg Popovich or that front office. I mean, you'd have to be the dumbest set of people on the face of the earth to do that deal. I mean it.
I don't want him on my team. I don't want him.
You don't want him on your team?
I don't want him.
Why? Because he'll do this again.
All this. I don't need it. I don't want this stuff. So, bye.
And what do you think of this other thing now that Jimmy Butler is saying that Wiggins is a pain in his ass and he doesn't play defense and he's lazy and he doesn't work? I love that. When a guy
calls him out
on his own team, calls out a kid saying, this guy's a punk, he doesn't work, he's lazy, and he plays no defense, and he's a pain in my ass. I love it. Is there anything better than a pro athlete that'll throw another guy under the bus that doesn't work hard, that makes all that money? Because Wiggins makes a ton of money, right? And what does he do? What does he do besides nothing in the NBA? What does he have, one good night a month? Seriously. What does that guy do? I love Wiggins. He's a very fast, high flyer, talented guy. But what does he really do on a night-to-night basis besides nothing? Seriously. Right? And how about this? How about Butler is complaining about Wiggins? And how about Cat wants out of there, too? I thought everybody loved Tom Thibodeau. Sounds to me like they got two problems there, Cat and Wiggins. Does it not? I mean, honestly, here we go. Matt in Toronto.
Yeah, hey, I hate to interrupt with the I guess you guys are talking basketball. We'll take Wiggins up here in Toronto for sure.
Yeah, I believe it. I think a lot of teams would take Wiggins He's definitely got talent. I think one of the problems with Wiggins is, this is just me, he got all that money and he just stopped caring.
I think that maybe a new place, a new city for him would be a good call. Back to the Kawhi Leonard situation, I really don't think the Spurs care where he goes at this point.
Okay, so what did you want to say about the Stanley Cup Finals? Because you just called him like Kiwi or something, and that just ended that conversation right there. So I'm still with you. So tell me what you wanted to say about the Stanley Cup. I got less than a minute.
Well, we were going back to, like, you were kind of calling the guy a joke about the whole Knights not having a chance thing. But if anyone that were to watch the Stanley Cup Finals would have, it was pretty clear that any of the four teams in the East were much better than the teams in the West. The West has always, and for years has been, the better side, but the teams in the East were way better than any of the teams in the West.
I think the teams have been, but that's neither here nor there. When you're talking about the conversation that I had with that gentleman, he was trying to sell me that the Vegas Golden Knights had no chance in the Stanley Cup Finals against Washington, but that they were going to go seven games with them. That was the whole conversation, which made no sense to me at all. Disrespecting Vegas for making the Stanley Cup Finals and they didn't have a good finals is a waste of time with me. So tell someone else.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.